I was reminded this week that listening, as some have explained it, is an art form. To truly hear what someone is saying, we have to hear the emotions that it might be based on beyond the words spoken. And then, as they taught us in chaplaincy, that then we have to repeat the words back to them and kind of guess on the emotions, and sometimes we can be way off. And that's okay, because then we can say, oh, well, tell me how you're really feeling about that. And then you really would hear what they were feeling about that. And as I was thinking about this listening, I was thinking about in relationship to when God speaks to us. And when we are feeling those emotions bubbling up, whatever they may be representing, and also when God is bubbling up, words that he wants us to hear, emotions that he wants us to be reflective of, and just to know what might be said within the words that we speak. And each of the crowds in this sermon today, so there are theories that there was like three different groups of people listening. As always, when Christ speaks, there's a lot of people gathered around. But each of them had something they were listening for in that message on the plains. Whether it was to be inspired to change, to find hope within their circumstance, or even encouragement as they were going forth as apostles and in to do those missions that they were called to do. And as Christ is speaking of these blessings and sorrows or the woes, we all have different things we're listening to or points that we pull out from it that kind of, like I was saying, either challenge us or inspire us or give us hope or even find peace. And I like the blessings and the woes. Even though, as Paul writes, there's really no soft barrier with Paul. He kind of just, there it is, and you're kind of like, ow, I don't know if I want to hear all that. Unlike some of the other Gospels where they kind of fluff and kind of smooth it over so it's not so harsh to hear at times. But as Paul gets past the platitudes, and rather bluntly, is challenging those who are listening to these words repeated after Christ preached the sermon. And the blessings, so he's kind of doing that reversal thing again. So we have, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep, for you will laugh. Then moving into the woes, woe to you who's rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe for you who are laughing now, for you will weep and mourn. And so it's that reversal that he's doing again. That those who have things and those who are looking, that neither one of them are truly in a place of balance or place of peace. And like I was saying, those that were hearing, so we had apostles and we had the disciples and then we had the larger crowd gathering around. For the apostles, it was how to inspire, how to be challenged, how to grow and change as they were moving in and moving out to preach these words to others that they came across. For those that were the disciples, it was kind of, again, thinking of, okay, how am I to change my life as I follow God? What am I called to do? How do I example Christ to those I come across? How do I figure out these words and let others hear God's voice in them? And so my question for us is, what is being revealed to us through these words or through God on this day of All Saints? For us, is Christ calling for change? Is it expressing grief for what he is seeing as he begins his ministry? Because we've kind of gone back to the beginning. Not fully all the way back, that's in a couple weeks, but we're back at the beginning of his ministry, where he comes from off the mountain of after his transfiguration. He's given the Sermon on the Mount, and now he's giving another sermon on the plains. And for those that are around, for us, as we serve, look for ways to serve Christ and to serve God and the Holy Spirit. Is there something deeper within those words and this message to find a way forward? For me, it's remembering the words spoken to me by the saints who've walked beside me. When I'm feeling challenged, when I feel like I need inspiration, or for when I need hope because of sorrows that I'm experiencing. And it's definitely those God moments, as I call them, when I feel the inspiration from someone that, from my past, my grandparents, my mentors, those still living that walk beside me, and those trickles of messages or those trickles of hymns that I grew up singing will come in my brain, and it gets like that, what do they call, like the brain worm, that you have the song that repeats over and over and over again. That's kind of how it is. And Tom, like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of what I needed to hear today. But as we receive those inspirations or those challenges or that hope, it's seeing how then we can turn it back out to those that witness, that look to us as a witness, that look to us as the builders of their faith or the inspiration that gets them here in the pews, or even that source that people can draw on when they are experiencing those spiritual, mental, or physical challenges in their path. And drawing from the faith that we have or the faith that we example so that they can in turn go forward. And it's also for us that extending of God's grace, that love that flows freely through us, that peace that indwells us, and the hope and the faith that to know that they are enough. So that wherever they may be on their journey, that God equips them and us as we are called to go forward and to remember that each and every step of the way. Amen.